What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Somebody in the text line says, what makes more money, Silver Dollar City or Dollywood?
I don't know.
Gotta be Silver Dollar City.
I don't know. I think Dollywood is more of a worldwide attraction than Silver Dollar City is, because everybody loves Dolly Parton, right? You go there for the Dolly Parton aspect.
American treasure. We'll say Silver Dollar City is better than Dollywood, having been to both, but it's just me. Preference.
Fire in the hole. I want to go to Silver Dollar City during Christmas.
Wow. So next week,
or Branson or whatever.
Next week, September 1st is the rollout for that. And I'm not kidding, because I remember...
I think they have like an animatronic Norm.
They had Peter Brady, was it? Not Peter Brady. Who was the oldest Brady? Greg Brady was down there performing, and he opened September 1st. And that was a Christmas episode, their Christmas stuff. Started like September 1st, I think, down there. So it's happening fast, couple weeks.
Somebody says from the 913 about the Swiftwood, this kind of crushes my plans for Frank Whitewood.
great exhibit at Frank Whitewood would be how to lose a team in 30 days.
September 30th, Jackson County. That's your day.
Is that the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was in August, but they pushed it back.
I think it's September down there.
I thought it was like August 26th or something like that. But what the hell do I know?
Mm. What we do know is from Pete Thamel sources, the Big Ten began populating an expanded college football playoff idea. Hopefully no one listens to the Big Ten, which would include 24 or 28 teams. It's just an idea at this point. End of sentence.
Mac, you're probably the biggest college football fan here.
Loves Morgan Wallen.
On this show, what do you think of a 24 or 28 team college football playoff? Because I think, quite frankly, it's too many damn teams.
Yeah, I hate it. Sucks. Way too many teams, man.
Hate it. Worse than the Simmons pick?
Yeah. No, I like the Simmons pick. But yeah, man, this is just ridiculous. What do I need to see an 8-win Nebraska team? Name your 9-win whatever Oregon. I don't know who it is, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I don't
sure.
need to see that. Like, I want more games on campuses. I want more college atmospheres, less neutral sites. I want more of the best teams, and that doesn't mean more teams. That just means the correct teams. Like
right.
last year, having Boise State in there and them hosts, like things like that. The system needs to change, but doesn't mean we need to add more teams.
I think you're right about that. I think the number of teams at 24 to 28 is way too big.
Way too much.
Way too many teams for a playoff, right? I think baseball and the NFL, quite honestly, have too many teams in the
Agreed.
Postseason at this point in time, because everybody's trying to figure out ways to make the regular season more valuable. Well, you got to make it more valuable, but you also are, by making the regular season more valuable, decreasing what the postseason is all about, and that's supposed to be a reward. We all know it's going to expand. We all know things are going to get bigger in sports. It's just the way it is. I would be fine with a 16-team playoff, but I want more games on campus. I heard Eli Drinkwitz last week talk about that, right? The Missouri head coach. And he's like, how great are these games on campus? We need more of that. I'll echo what he said last week. I would expand to 16, but let's do the first couple of rounds on campus sites and then do maybe your Final Four and championship game neutral sites if you want to do something like that. Because, you know, the NFL, we've got everything. What's going on?
These are the themes? Sorry? Okay.
It's the land of make-believe.
Yeah. With the NFL, we play every game at home. Baseball, we play every game at home. You know, all these other sports, we play everything at home until the Super Bowl, right? Why can't college football be the same way? Maybe you play everything on campus except for your national championship game.
I think the way you could do that as well is, like, you know, if you do 16 teams, right, your top four teams get byes. The next four teams host a game.
Sure.
Then you go to the other sites.
No, I would still continue to go with all the campus site games. I just think they're better. They're a lot more fun than those neutral, stale, domes in Atlanta.
So you loved the Notre Dame Indiana game being in South Bend.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think college football needs to lean into what makes it better than the NFL, which is a couple of things. It's just one or two things they have. The environment, the atmosphere, the tradition.
Yep.
That's it. Lean into that. You have that in spades over the NFL.
Yeah, you do. You really do. Show that. That is your number one strong selling point for college sports. Well, people love college sports because of the pageantry. It's not a better product than the pros. And for those who think college basketball is better than the NBA, buy a clue. I'll give you a quarter. They're not better. They're more pageantry. You probably have more of a tie because it's your alma mater, like I do with Ohio State. But I think a lot of times people are looking at college sports and keeping it on the same level as the NFL, and it's not. But the pageantry is much better than 95% of NFL venues that you roll into.
Well, then if you had, you know, more stages as a big, you'd see other players that maybe you didn't really necessarily watch a lot of. Like, how many people were actually watching Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech?
Nobody.
Yep, 100%. You know?
And I mean, even Patrick Mahomes is really good in some games.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
And happy Monday. But no, I think 16 is a good,
great number,
a good McNutt. I think that's a good number because you have eight that are off, eight that play, and then you start the next week. Plus like 24, 28 teams. How much is that going to leak into?
Well, and that's the other thing. What are we doing here? Like, are we going to push college football back till, you know, the Super Bowl?
And you better not be getting the playoffs during the football playoffs, because then it really gets dicey.
But people don't I think college football has to be done by January 1st. That's just my opinion in all of this, right? You lose that kind of interest when you have 10, 12 days in between games and whatnot. So why can't we start the college football playoffs the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving and then have that as the first round? Then you have the next round. Then you have the next round.
Yeah.
And then you have your championship game right before Christmas.
How much do you concern with more college playoff games and teams to more players being like, yeah, not me?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, say it again.
Not trying to get hurt. Trying to stay healthy for the draft and the combine and all that sort of stuff.
I think if you're in the playoff, you play. The bowl games, I get, I understand they're not for anything. But I think if you're in the playoffs, you're part of that team, right? You're trying to achieve team success.
100%.
You're looking at me with bewilderment a little bit.
No, I'm with you. I'm just kind of thinking through it because...
But you could also say 24, 28 teams, so I really have a chance to win a championship.
I'm going to play that many more games.
Right.
But all my thing is, like, I was always pro-sit. But now you're getting paid the way you're getting paid. So,
that's a great point.
So I'm sorry, you're playing. I'm paying you however many millions of dollars, and you mean this much to this program, and you make a lot of money, and so you're going to play now because you're an employee.
That's like, interesting because
there's pros and cons.
But I mean that's a really good point to bring up because how many of these guys that are getting millions are going to say I'm not playing in this meaningless bowl game because I got to save my NFL career? And the school goes, we just gave you $3 million. You are going to play in this game.
Play.
Yeah, that'll be that's. Wow, that's a hell of a dynamic that I had not even thought about.
Money talks.
Yeah.
Speaking of money talks, Rich Eisen's returning to SportsCenter for the first time in 20 years.
Yep, cool.
Rich Eisen will anchor the 11 Eastern SportsCenter on Mondays ahead of the debut of the Rich Eisen Show, which is now on ESPN.
Well, when is the Rich Eisen Show going to be on? Because if he's hosting an 11 p.m. SportsCenter ahead of the debut of the Rich Eisen Show, is his show on at midnight now?
Yeah, 10 o'clock our time. If you're up at that late time, Mac, Rich Eisen will host that Monday.
That
I don't know.
Sick.
I think it's just going to be just on ESPN, but at least he'll be part of it. It's like, you know, that's in the contract. Well, you got to host one show. All right, I'll do Mondays at 10.
But isn't that Scott Van Pelt normally?
That's what I was wondering. I guess SVP will be after that or before.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
That's like, oh, wow, I get a day off.
Is it Monday the best day that you want to be Scott Van Pelt right after Monday Night Football?
That's true. Yeah, you have the Sunday
Monday. Watching on Tuesday?
Yeah, no one cares about that. No. Man, that's cool. I love Rich Eisen. He's good. He's one of the good ones they've got.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.